Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
The bigger story is the Lakers-Bulls game because we are on Luke Walton watch 2019.
Well, they're not going to Luke Walton forcibly remove him from the sideline mid-game. Now, that would be something.
Wait, is that like the new sounder, Walton watch?
Is that you, like that? Is that you from the Renaissance Fair when you're wearing your crown and your cape?
No,
that's like you're part of role models?
Yeah, that's actually Jurassic Park.
No, this sounds like the music when the Oscars come back and Jimmy Kimmel
like
says. No.
All right, let me look for a different one.
Something else that's a good, Walton watch. This sounds like I'm going to go fight crime.
You don't like this one?
No, I don't like
this one. Well, it's just this side of Love American style to bring us back to shows of the
70s. Band? That's the one right there.
That's actually a real one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a real one. All right. Are we allowed to use that?
No.
I mean, why not?
All right.
All right. I'll
decide. I mean, why not?
Let's do this. I know that what we want sound wise. So I'm going to give you the sound effect for the Walton watch, the sound of that. We need something that's like that hits you and then just kind of fades out like they do in the shows, right?
Do you gonna charge me for this?
No. This is a freebie for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right,
I'm down.
You can use this. Here we go. This will be the official sound for Luke Walton. This is what it's going to be.
I've been milked.
It's not going to be that. It's going to be this. Ready? It's wow.
That sounds like you're chewing a hamburger.
That's a really rough cut hamburger there.
No, that's the big sound effect. That's
like a horse burger.
That's like you're at the fire and you just lopped off a hunk of meat and just flipped it over the open flame.
That's I turn on the television, something big is happening.
There's still
right
some
now.
Sinew and some bits of bone in that.
If anybody heard that in their television, they would break it.
No, they would hear it. They would go, something's happening. Let me turn the volume up as loud as it could go so I can hear it.
Well, why don't you add some guitar with the
it just has to get your attention and then you listen to what's being said.
You can hold on to your freebie.
Yeah, no, that's the best one. See, I'm even fading out for you.
Wow, you're doing the engineering on this show now, too.
Yeah, that's how you said. That's the big news sounder.
That's
just like that.
I like that, yeah.
Walton Watch 2019.
Yeah, no.
I think they've decided.
I think that's perfect.
I think the people that ran a current affair are coming here in force to come get you, too.
If they're not going to... We just played the ABCs. ABC, right? Was it ABC?
Yeah.
Mom, man, this isn't college radio.
I'm Britt Hume. Tonight, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? You decide. And are hamburgers better than hamburgers? We'll go live to Washington for the latest. Steve, why don't you begin?
See, now I want a hamburger.
People in the news tonight. Yeah, hamburger. Wow. So the reason why we're on Luke Walton watch, this is a big game tonight. The Lakers have lost to two of the three worst teams in the NBA since LeBron James has been injured. They have the third worst record in the league since LeBron has gone out, 3-7. And this is now embarrassing for the Lakers, who are a team that, look, talent-wise, LeBron-wise, look, they were fine. They were third place in the West. Everything was good. Then LeBron gets hurt, and now look, and it's everybody with egg on their faces because the young players were so good, but Brandon Ingram's so good, and Lonzo Ball is so good, and all these guys are so good. We're going to be so good. And no, now, 3 years in, you realize these guys are complementary parts. They're not star players. They are complementary. And we've told you from the beginning of the season, this is what's going to happen for the Lakers. They'll get off to a mediocre start, then they'll start rising. If they hit a rough patch and they're sitting at 500 right around the midway point of the season, or they dip under it, the Lakers will make a coaching change. And here they sit right now, right around the midway point of the season, 23-21, and the toughest part of their schedule is coming up. Forget about losing the Cavs and the Knicks, which they've already done. Their tough part is coming up next. I mean, they lost at home to the Cavs. This is a team that they should have beat them by 50 even without LeBron James. They should have beat them by 50 if they were just playing with four guys. But now, after this, you have Oklahoma City. And then you have a rising Rockets where James Harden could go for 70. Then you have Golden State, Minnesota. Then you have Phoenix, and that could be a win. But then you're Philadelphia. Then you're Golden State again. Then you're Indiana and Boston. And you're Philadelphia again. This is a tough stretch taking you all the way through February. Right. And you've spent this time losing to the Knicks, losing to the Cavaliers, and here the Bulls are with 10 wins. If the Lakers lose to the Bulls tonight, I don't think Luke Walton has a job tomorrow. This is one of those where this is you can't keep losing like this. You already know the beginning of the season that he was on notice, and Magic Johnson put him on notice. Once you put a coach on notice, you should just fire him then, because you're just waiting around for him to be bad, and then you're going to it's like a field goal kicker. Well, he went through a bad patch, and now if he does it again, we're going to get rid of him. Yeah, but now you're just waiting to get rid of him. And it's obvious that what's going on with the Lakers right now is they are underachieving. The young players are not as good as they are. Magic Johnson's not going to own that. That's good. Well, you know, hey, we draft these are my guys. They're great. They're great. They're great. They're great. Not Magic's fault. You know, Jeannie Buss said she's going to get involved. If Jeannie Buss gets involved, does that let Magic Johnson do his job? The Lakers are a mess. And you are seeing that just because LeBron James decided to go to L.A., they didn't solve all their problems. Because now you see the front office, look, they still didn't get anybody to come in free agency. They got no other stars to show up. LeBron wanted to be out here. He made his decision up before he came out. And so he was coming regardless so he can set up the next phase of his career. So
right, you got some push from Chandler, but you had no Rondo on the court, which means your young guards are still getting manhandled, still getting beaten around. Lonzo Ball can't hit a free throw. Most nights can't hit a jump shot. You got Kyle Kuzma, and you got a bunch of guys that may or may not show up on any given night. Brandon Ingram was a guy that, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, coming into the season, you might have been able to field one of those great trade offers and turn him into a guy who was an all-star and ready to contribute. Instead, while he's averaging 16.5 a game, he disappears as quickly as he shows up with regularity. You don't have that level of consistency. And for Luke Walton, right, you mentioned the field goal kicker. As soon as the vote of confidence and all of that starts leaking about conversations behind closed door, that's it. Everybody's on high alert with their 800 words and 3-minute videos already pre-produced, ready to just hit send. As soon as the official word comes down. And LeBron reevaluated, what does it mean, right? This is the 10th game he's going to miss. The 3-7 in their last 10. They play a team with 10 victories and just a miserable operation where they're still in fighting after they got rid of their coach. They're still battling this time later. So if you can't win this.
And if you're going to go into a tough stretch and you're going to lose anyway, that's when you want your new coach to come in and figure things out. Because we're going to wait, go through this tough stretch, get our butts handed to us, and then make a move at game 55 or sitting, and you only have 20 games. No, that tonight is such a big game. You cannot cut up losing to three of the worst teams in the NBA, even without LeBron James. Right, and this is not his fault. And these are all at home. These games are at home. To say, Luke Walton saying, I don't see the fire out of Brandon Ingram. I don't see the fire out of Lonzo Ball. The Lakers have a lot of problems, and LeBron James masked all of them because he's LeBron bleeping James. But you are seeing now all the issues they have. Somebody has to wind up being responsible for it, and it's going to be Luke Walton because, you know, sure, it's not going to be Magic. Right, it's not going to be Jeannie, it's not going to be Rob Pelinka, it's going to be Luke Walton. They already have him on thin ice, and this is a season that began with, well, as long as we get in the playoffs, we play well. No, you were third place in the conference, and everything was great. Everything was melding together nice. Kyle Kuzma had become LeBron James's number two. The guys were playing nice roles, and then everything is falling apart. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you lose. And you can't cut up Cavaliers, Knicks, Bulls. If the Bulls win tonight, Luke Walton, I don't think, is the head coach tomorrow.
Well, you got the age of LeBron James. You didn't account for the fact that he'd probably take a little bit of time off. How much of this is full-on injury versus a December, early January, hey, we're going to take some time and get out of here. I mean, because at this point, all he's going to be able to do is put on a Superman cape and try to lead this squad. He's going to be like James Harden, where he's playing 42 minutes a night, and he's going to have to do anything.
Swag!
And everything. So by the trade deadline, has he already picked his six guys to be jettisoned and Thanos'd into the ether?
So that game coming up in about 20 minutes. We will keep an eye on that all night. It is Walton Watch 19. Oh, see, that's good. That's good. Keep this going.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Since it is Drew Brees' 40th birthday today.
And no, we're not picking up the phone.
We're not gonna let him on. He's been on hold for 2.5 years.
When he turns 50, call me.
Or he wins the second Super Bowl.
So Brees celebrating his 40th birthday in advance of the NFC Championship game this weekend. So let me throw this out here for a couple of minutes, because obviously we have the four best teams in the NFL left. I don't think there's any doubt that that's where we sit right now. We have two epic championship games coming up. The best offenses in the game,
right,
for sure. All four. And that's why what is coming up this weekend could just be so incredibly epic. But let me throw this at you now. Drew Brees just turned 40. Tom Brady's 42. If I gave you $100 to go to Vegas with, and I said, you got to bet all of it on whoever plays longer, like from right now, who still is in the NFL from here on out the longest. Not like, well, Brees has to play to 43 because Brady's already 42. From right now, this moment in time, who is the last quarterback standing? Who is still playing? Is Drew Brees outlasting Tom Brady, or is Tom Brady outlasting Drew Brees?
Well, I do believe TB12 and its methods and the cyborg theory that I've proffered on air a few times, certainly there. I think if Sean Payton wants, see, I think they're both tied to our coach, don't they? In terms of whether they want to stick around. I look at the way things are set up in New Orleans, that could run for another couple of years, particularly if they're able to find a way to keep Kamara and Ingram happy, or if Ingram decides to bolt and find new fortune somewhere else, that they have another running back. I'll take Drew Brees. I do so with some trepidation. I think Tom Brady's going to play forever.
See, I think it's Brees and it's not close, because we've already seen the whispers of Brady potentially retiring. He wins again, he may hang it up. You know, he slipped a little bit as far as his production this season. Not a lot, but he slipped a little bit. And when you slip a little bit, you don't suddenly just get that back when you're 43 years old. So we've seen the slippage a little bit from Brady, not so much from Brees. Brees had another phenomenal season. It's hard to make him the MVP because of what Patrick Mahomes did, but still he had a great season. In the long run, despite the fact that, you know, Tom Brady wears the TB12 and Drew Brees, you know, probably just wears boxers and a T-shirt to bed, if he wears anything, I don't know.
Well, and you know his bedtime routine is getting the kids to dive on, yeah, on the couch, so yes, he's getting some extra throwing in.
That could be, yeah,
keeping,
okay,
keeping limber. I don't know, it works.
But the Saints have already segued to not relying on Drew Brees like they did even 5 years ago, because they have brought in a sledgehammer-type offense that runs the football well and has some of the other players doing the heavy lifting, right? Not from the perspective of wide receivers, because they just churn over guys. You know, Brees is throwing touchdowns, whether it's Devery Henderson, whether it's Marcus Colston, whether it's Michael Thomas. It doesn't matter. But the running back position, they have really hit a great tandem with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Now, Ingram is getting a little bit older, so you weave somebody else in, because these are the guys that are making plays, even if it's just out of the backfield and it's Kamara making a big play and going downfield. They have found a way to turn this offense into much more of a, well, it's still Breeze's team, but boy, we really rely on the running game. Can you see that in New England?
But haven't we seen to some degree that shift this year with Sony Michel's arrival and the way they want to run that, and James White out of the backfield?
A little
bit.
If
you're going to be dumb enough to keep running that same defense and not adjust,
he's
going to pick you apart.
But Brady has too much of an ego, and there's no way that he is going to be okay with and allow the Patriots to become a team that relies much more on running the football. He's not going to be that guy.
As long as it keeps him in the winner's circle, I think he'll be fine.
No, Brady's got much more of an ego than you think he does. And he's someone that he knows what people, obviously we know last night, oh, people think we suck. I thought you don't pay attention to what people say about you. If it gets to the point where Brady's throwing 22 touchdowns to 5 interceptions and Sony Michel is running, that's not him.
Yeah, but that goes back to 2002, 2003. That was the guy he was.
That's who he was. But now he's become...
All my life's a circle.
He has become what is, at worst, the second best quarterback of all time.
Sure.
I mean, it's really between him and Montana is how you're looking. You know, Elway is up
right,
there,
but we only
well.
Look at Montana because of his Super Bowl run.
But once,
in terms of his overall, what he was physically as a quarterback and all of that, he pales in comparison to a lot of
well,
guys.
It was,
right?
It was a different era. You didn't throw the ball as much. And what is he? 19 touchdowns and no picks in Super Bowl.
Sure,
Joe
no,
Montana?
No, I'm not denigrating that.
What I'm saying is I don't want to have that argument. But what I want to say is that at worst, this is what he goes down at.
Mm-hmm.
And players who are that good don't become game managers and keep trying to hang on to win Super Bowls. Right? As good as Drew Brees is, they've already made that segue. And Brees is still go for 250, 275, and they'll run the ball. Brees is fine. But Tom Brady is different. As good as Drew Brees is, when we have conversations about the best quarterbacks of all time, Drew Brees' name does not come up. Maybe it comes up in the second level of things, but it comes up after Dan Marino. It comes up after Chad Pennington. All of these great quarterbacks that have played so far. But Tom Brady is not going to be someone who in the last 2-3 years is, oh, he's 22 touchdowns. He's not who he was. He's not going to be that guy. He will not be that guy to play a diminished football and have a diminished role. And if the Patriots go that way, not saying they will, but if they do, Brady's not going to play anymore.
Yeah, I think if the machine can keep rolling, which is why I disagree with your this is the last year and the narrative that everybody's pushed that this is done. I think we're seeing evolution, baby.
Evolution. Look at you.
Do the evolution.
Evolution.
Next phase.
So we're both taking Breeze in this.
Yeah,
taking Breeze.
He's also 2 years younger. He gets the ball out just as quickly as Brady does. But I mean, could they both play deep into their 40s? Absolutely.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
So Jason Garrett is going to stay head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. How do we know this? Because Jerry Jones said so. Now, why? Is it because Jason Garrett is a phenomenal head coach and has a great winning record? Okay. Is it B, well, they don't like who's out there for potential head coach in Canada, so they're holding on to Jason Garrett? Is it C, the players love Jason Garrett and don't want to play for anybody else? They all went to the wall for him when Jerry Jones thought about making a change. Or is it D, if Jerry Jones fired Jason Garrett, I mean, other teams might talk to him.
If Jason had been out on the market 2 weeks ago, he would have had 5 offers for head coaching. I know that. So you've got to look at what your alternative is.
D! What? Whoa!
It was D, right?
Whoa, that was D. The answer was D.
It is true.
But I was waiting for Gronk to finish his thing.
It's nuts!
But that's Jerry Jones. Not. It's just if Jason Garrett was out there, he would have gotten a lot of interviews to be a head coach. Adam Gase got canned after 3 bad years, and everybody wanted to talk to him. That's the philosophy Jerry Jones is using. You know, other people would have talked to him. Mike McCarthy got fired middle of the bleeping season, and the Jets were, hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. But he wanted too much control. I mean, just because he would have been talked to doesn't mean he's a great head coach in Canada. Yeah, would a couple of teams have kicked the tires on Jason Garrett? Sure. Because they would have felt, is he a really good head coach? I don't know. But if you get him away from Dallas, maybe he could be something great. Would he have been hired right away by somebody? No, but he would have been like a Mike McCarthy or a Bruce Arians they would have been talked to. But just because he would have been talked to doesn't mean he's a great head coach. Every year in the NFL, the head coaching candidates, just like the draft picks that we try to analyze and break down, sometimes the first 3 overall picks are better than other years. Sometimes, like this year, the coaching candidates aren't as good as they are other years. If Jason Garrett is free in a season where Sean McVay is free and where Bill Belichick is free and Mike Tomlin is free, does Jason Garrett get interviews? No. He only gets interviews because, well, the other guys out there, you know, aren't that great. So, hey, he'll get some just like some of the other recycled guys do. But that's the philosophy that that Jerry Jones used. Hey, if he was out there, other teams would have talked to him, so we had to keep him.
No, you're also trying to prop your guy up, saying he's more valuable than this round of coaching hires. So I've got the guy in-house that can get us to the next level. He didn't extrapolate and get to that point. But saying, if I fire him, who am I bringing in? Right? What's better out there? The old rule that I talk about all the time when we get into these coaching carousels and people calling for guys' jobs. Yeah, sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes there's enough missteps and confusing circumstances where you're like, all right, maybe that guy's got to go, right? Certainly with Houston, Bill O'Brien got his contract extension. You've got some a team in flux, you've got a lot of other things to where you're trying to figure out what your path is. So, yeah, you don't make the move. But would you fire Jason Garrett? Who's the obvious replacement? I mean, maybe Mike McCarthy would be that guy, but he's going to want control.
It's also the Dallas Cowboys.
And you're Jerry Jones, and you're in control.
Okay, maybe that's where you don't know who shakes free for you because you're the Dallas Cowboys.
But you're telling me you're not doing that back channels somewhere? Steven,
you think Jerry Jones is doing back channel stuff clandestinely?
No. I'm not saying no. I'm saying the old man doesn't know what he's talking about. And back here, I'm going to do my own thing. In other words, Steven saying, hey, Lincoln Riley, hey, Dabo Sweeney, whatever else, are you ready to move? And if they're not ready to move, then Jason Garrett's better than what I can get on the open market.
I know you think you know my voice, but this is Sven, and calling to see if coaching team in the NFC East that might have an opening is something that would appeal to you. We're located in a very big, a small state is in the southwest, northwest, and so just call me back. Yes, it's an Austin area code.
Should have named yourself Stan. Would have been even funnier.
Why are you so mad? I do want you as a friend. I just don't know how to respond with a letter written back to me.
Yeah,
that you wrote
done.
To me. Sign that article, that autograph for your brother Matthew on the starter cap. So got out there, you know. So, signing a starter cap's not something I do. We just don't have a licensing agreement with the National Football League. So Jerry Jones keeping him because other teams would have talked to him. That's like saying I'm going to stay with my girlfriend because if we broke up, other people are going to ask her out. I mean, that's really what it is.
Well, if you tap out, yeah, that's going
to
happen.
That's right? How teams in the NFL make decisions.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But today was really owned by one word, hamburgers. Hamburgers, yo.
Kind of a big deal. No question about it.
The amount of time we spent last night on the White House fast food service to Clemson Tigers, national champions, was incredible. But, hey, everybody had an opinion and, you know, loved or hated the fact that the president served McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King and pizza and chicken to the Clemson Tigers, who were there to celebrate. Obviously, because of the shutdown, many workers have been furloughed. And President Trump said, I paid for, you know, to have all this fast food, and he loves fast food himself. And the Clemson Tigers loved it. They were all excited to a man. There's pictures today of guys walking around with like four quarter
giant
pounders with cheese.
Absolutely, it giant piles awesome. Of cash. I mean, you've seen the meme that's gone out called House of Carbs.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
and obviously there is a much larger political discussion about the shutdown and everything and optics and you know what politics is all about making yourself look good and having a good moment where you can.
I agree.
In this case, this was a pretty good moment. President Trump and you know, people that want to make more of it than he gave a bunch of college kids fast food.
Yeah, and they loved it.
They seemed happy.
As long as Clemson is happy, that's what matters, right? Because it was an event for them, and they loved it. And then today we got hamburgers.
No, that was good.
The president tweeted out earlier this morning that, about the event at the White House last night, saying, great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food, parentheses, I paid, over 1,000 hamburgers, etc.
Yes, hamburgers.
Hamburgers. HAMBERDERS. Now, I'm a little bit more crazed about typos and wanting to make sure I type something that doesn't have typo, make sure everything that's capitalized is capitalized, use the right punctuation. I realize that I'm a little bit more, you know, crazy about that.
Yeah, but you still send out all sorts of stuff about the Jets and Syracuse.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But I just mean the punctuation and grammar and spelling and knowing what words are. And then I've also come to realize that, okay, you know, Trump doesn't always take as much care in typing stuff out, and we get typos and stuff that he spells out. I remember when he typed Melanie instead of Melania.
Yes.
And we didn't know why Melanie was there. I mean, that could have been a story that we just, you know, blew past. But hamburgers, HAMBERDERS. I mean, really, hamburgers? There's no way he's typing it on because the guy's got to know how to spell hamburger. I mean, really, the guy's the president. He's got to know how to spell him. So you can't. I'm trying to figure out a way because there's no way you did it on your computer because there's no way you type hamburgers and it's in your fat finger and it's a typo. But if you try to type hamburgers on your phone.
I try to type hamburgers.
Is the D. Well, first of all, it's H-A-M-B-U-R. So obviously yes. He doesn't know how to spell hamburger. So I'm already wrong. Because H-A-M-B-E-R, not H-A-M-B-U-R.
Yeah, I mean, because you got R-T-Y in between on your standard phone keyboard anyway.
But the D and the G are close enough to each other where maybe, but I mean, really? Hamburgers? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Hamburgers? I mean, how do you?
I mean,
hamburgers.
I've got no auto suggestions for hamburger, though. If I type it all out. It's a final.
Burger King tweeted out today, we are all out of hamburgers today. We were only serving hamburgers.
It's a good line. You probably should have done a thing where you get a little bit of a discount. Try to boost sales by saying, hey, if you come in and order a hamburger, we'll give you a percentage off.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. I want a hamburger.
Let's get smart. You all say right. Burger.
See, now I'm going to go home after the show tonight and try to order a hamburger from somewhere.
But that's just it. If they'd done that, I think an enterprising burger chain should have jumped on board that as a potential sales gimmick.
Oh, are you kidding? There's probably a new hamburger store opening up right now just called Hamburgers.
Yes. Home of the Golden Hair.
I mean, but hamburgers, the golden But hamburgers? I mean, burgers.
That's okay. I like it. Maybe you're really drunk. Hamburger. Mm.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.